get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Former President Obama led the charge at the second night of the Democratic National Convention, revving up support for presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
We have a chance to elect someone who has spent her entire life trying to give people the same chances America gave her. Someone who sees you and here's you.
CBS's Matt Piper is in Chicago.
Tonight's theme, A Fight for Freedom, where former President Bill Clinton is set to speak, as is Nancy Pelosi of California. Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, is expected to take the stage to officially accept the vice presidential nomination.
Well, CBS's Scott McFarlane is in Asheboro, North Carolina, where former President Trump will hold his first outdoor rally since last month's assassination attempt.
Law enforcement officials tell CBS News the Secret Service has approved new bulletproof glass to go around the podiums and stages at Trump's outdoor events. His campaign says this will be a set of remarks focused on the military and defense issues in a state that's home to Fort Liberty and Camp Lejeune. It's also in a state both parties think is winnable in November.
Overseas, reports say divers off Sicily have found two bodies in the search for six people missing after a luxury yacht sank in a storm. Back here at home, CBS's Jim Krasula tells us there's new focus on a prison that's had a long list of problems.
The U.S. Department of Justice has launched an investigation into a privately operated Tennessee prison, where officials say violence and sexual abuse have gone unaddressed for years. Recent incidents include five stabbings in less than 3 weeks earlier this year. U.S. Attorney Henry Leventis.
Trousdale has been plagued by chronic, serious problems since it first opened its doors.
The Trousdale-Turner prison has 2,500 inmates and is the biggest in Tennessee.
A man who escaped from a Mississippi courthouse and is wanted on murder charges was arrested today after a standoff with police at a Chicago restaurant just blocks from the Democratic National Convention. CBS's Nancy Chen tells us Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from Ben Affleck after 2 years of marriage.
The duo first met in 2002 on the set of the film Geely.
They drive me crazy.
They got engaged after a whirlwind romance, but stopped short of heading down the aisle.
Can you see if we can get in the papers?
They parted ways in 2004, moving on and becoming parents with other partners. The two famously rekindled their romance in 2021.
I want to be in love.
With Lopez chronicling it on her album and musical film, This Is Me, now.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 75 points. NASDAQ is up 19. The S&P is up 2.5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. While the Wisconsin stops are done for now, the political activity continues in Chicago. Yesterday, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance stopped at Tenuta's in Kenosha after an event downtown where crime and safety was the topic. The Kenosha Police Union yesterday endorsed the Trump-Vance ticket. Last night, about 15,000 people filled into the Fiserv Forum for a rally with Vice President Kamala Harris. The event marked her second visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee and her seventh trip to the state this year. A Root River bridge in Racine is closed today, impacting 38 between MM and Rapids Drive. The closure will last through tomorrow. Drivers aren't being told to allow for extra travel time. Milwaukee Bucks player Pat Connaughton's foundation is funding the construction of an indoor basketball court at the upcoming King Center in Racine. The $68 million development will include various services, including a federally qualified health center. And Kenosha County Public Health is hosting their annual back-to-school health fair tomorrow. It's at the Brass Community School from 3 to 6. Families can access walk-in immunizations, get backpacks and school supplies, and connect with local resources. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes 7 innings, allowing just one hit, as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Wynn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game two is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
They can handle.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at me, Mark.
I tried to do my best. Play that off.
Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur, the team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Super sunny today with comfortable high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight with light winds, we fall crisp. But we warm a little bit more with high temperatures tomorrow cranked up to the upper 70s. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
My love, my You know, of all the useless facts I've kind of remembered over the years, somehow in watching American Idol for all the seasons it was on, I'm remembering that Simon Cowell said that was his favorite song ever. Why I remember that, why I retained it, I have no idea. Great song, Righteous Brothers. Here on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits, Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber, heading up around the bend, bringing on some CCR this morning.
To Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Oh!
live and kicking. It's getting tighter and tighter. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. Welcome to a beautiful Wednesday midweek. Blue skies overhead. Forecast calling for low to mid-70s for a high today. 50s tonight. Upper 70s for Thursday. But right now, it's a beautiful summer morning. Man, you can't beat this. Blue skies overhead. 70 degrees at Radio Park.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at PaceBig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows, too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. The happy
It's a good luck charm. Elvis on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Cindy Huber is off today. Chris Morrow filling in. I love seeing Cindy's pictures on her Facebook page of people who won the Elvis albums last week as we honored the 47th anniversary of his passing. Great albums, great listeners, and more fun to come here on WRJN with more classic vinyl to give away in the weeks to come. found out from a friend of mine, Herman's Hermits was actually as close as Oshkosh about 10 days ago, playing a lakeside festival concert they do up there. Herman's Hermits, there's a kind of hush here on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Cindy Huber off today, Chris Morrow filling in, but we are keeping an eye on the news, not only from Chicago and around the state, but Stuart has his update too as we head down to the hall to the Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The convention's in Chicago, but Kamala Harris accepted her party's nomination for president last night in Milwaukee.
We are so honored to be your nominees. This is a people-powered campaign, and together we will chart a new way forward.
15,000 people packed Fiserv Forum to hear from Harris and running mate Tim Walz. A national group called the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee promises to spend about $50,000 to help Democrats win state house races in Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer tells the Journal Sentinel that Joe Sheehan in Sheboygan and Yi Lang Zhang in Wausau are two to watch. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance visited Kenosha yesterday and hit up Tenuta's on his way out of town. The event downtown focused on crime and public safety during his fourth stop in the battleground state. Vance criticized Governor Evers for his handling of the 2020 riots following the Jacob Blake shooting and accused Vice President Kamala Harris of encouraging violent protests 4 years ago. The visit came just hours before Harris's own campaign stop in Wisconsin, with recent polls indicating a tight race for the White House in the state. And Kamala Harris did energize supporters at a packed Fiserv Forum last night. The rally, happening at the same time as the DNC in Chicago, marked Harris's second visit to Wisconsin since securing the Democratic nomination and her seventh trip to the state this year. Flight for Life was called for a shooting in Racine last night. It happened on West Lawn Avenue, a couple of blocks from Radio Park. Initial reports indicate one victim had a gunshot wound to the mouth. Despite the severity of the injury, the victim was conscious and breathing when rescue teams showed up. We're working on learning more. And a reminder about the Racine County Root River Bridge that's closed today. The closure of 38 between MM and Rapids Drive will last through tomorrow. Drivers should plan for extra travel time and consider using alternate routes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny today with comfortable high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight with light winds, we fall crisp. But we warm a little bit more with high temperatures tomorrow cranked up to the upper 70s. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all
the while you are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
there's a band who adapted over the years, from Jefferson Airplane to Starship to just a plain old Starship. Somebody to Love, Grace Slick and the Jefferson Airplane there. Thanks for joining us here on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Cindy Huber off today, Chris Morrow, but I've still got the hits from the Beatles. Favorite vocalists of all time, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Midnight Train to Georgia, here on WRJN. Your home for local news and timeless hits. Cindy Huber off today, Chris Morrow filling in. Now we got a beautiful forecast for the rest of today. Blue skies and temperatures in the low to mid 70s today, 50s tonight, upper 70s tomorrow. It's a beautiful morning, sunshine, and 71 at Radio Park.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding,
just to sing. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la.
You know, I said this earlier today about Tighter and Tighter and Grazing in the Grass. I mean it. Some songs just sound like a beautiful summer day. That's one from Van Morrison. As we bring you local news and timeless hits on WRJN, like Simon and Garfunkel.
Look at it, you.